USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Trump administration formalized work requirements for recipients of food stamps, a move that will cause hundreds of thousands of people to lose access to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue spent about 18 minutes on a call with reporters outlining the changes of the rule that will take effect on April 1st. Democratic candidate Julian Castro completely disagrees with the plan.
It's stupid. It's cruel. It's exactly the wrong direction. We need to actually be providing more opportunity for people to get the food that they need.
The USDA rule change affects people between the ages of 18 and 49 who are childless and not disabled. This would save the government $5.5 billion over 5 years. The agency said it found 2.9 million adults on the SNAP rolls that were able-bodied and said 2.1 million were not working. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware.
There's nothing quite like curling up next to a crackling fireplace around the holidays. It might even be the only fire you light all season. But whether you light one or multiple ones, have you had your chimney cleaned yet? It should be inspected and cleaned by a certified chimney sweep. You can find one at CSIA.org in your area. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Looking for the perfect gift? Then look no further than your local Ace for lots of perfect gift ideas. Whether it's Steel, Milwaukee, Traeger, Weber, or Yeti, you'll find all these great brands and more in one great place, your neighborhood Ace. And to help make sure your gifts are under your tree on time, you can buy online and pick up in store or get it delivered from your local Ace. This Saturday, don't miss a chance to meet Santa at our neighborhood Christmas party from 11 to 2. Get great deals and more when you wrap it in red at Ace at participating stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
In an update that USA Radio News has been working on from last night through this morning, a U.S. sailor fatally shot two civilian Defense Department employees and wounded a third at Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard in Hawaii before killing himself. Rear Admiral Robert Chadwick said the civilian shipyard worker who was wounded is in stable condition. The gunman has been tentatively identified as being assigned to the USS Columbia submarine, which was in dry dock at the base for maintenance. Military personnel were worried about their comrades on the base.
Is that, you know, it is 100% real, you know. If it wasn't, then all this wouldn't be happening. You know, he possibly heard like a gunshot. He was confused, like, if it wasn't. But like you said, our first response is to come here. You know, we have dozens of friends that live on base, live, you know, still on board and things like that. That's in that general area. So.
White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley said that the president had been briefed on the shooting and was monitoring the situation the entire time. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listeners special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Stocks closed broadly higher amid renewed hopes on Wall Street that a U.S. deal with China might be nearing despite recent tough talk from President Trump. The gains snapped a three-day losing streak for the S&P 500, though the benchmark index remains on track for another weekly decline. The S&P 500 rose 19.56 to 3112. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 146.97 to 27,649. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter was released from a hospital after being treated for a urinary tract infection. Carter, age 95, was discharged from Phoebe Sumter Medical Center in Americus, Georgia, according to Carter Center spokeswoman Deanna Coangelo. Carter has overcome several health challenges in recent years. He's been diagnosed with melanoma in 2015, announcing that the cancer had spread to other parts of his body after partial removal of his liver, treatment for brain lesions, radiation, and immunotherapy. He said he was cancer-free. A fall last spring required him to get hip replacement surgery. Then on October 6th, he hit his head in another fall and received 14 stitches, but still traveled to Nashville, Tennessee to help build a Habitat for Humanity home shortly thereafter. He fractured his pelvis in a later fall and was briefly hospitalized. Last month, Carter was released from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta after recovering from surgery to relieve pressure on his brain caused from bleeding from another fall. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.